Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. I know Survivor's still going on, and Louis is up on the line, or he ain't up on the line yet, but he's called in. We're going to sit back. I'm going to play a quick song. Let's continue. I know there's a big announcement, still two big announcements still to happen. We'll probably be getting more people in the chat room as the show finishes, too. They probably just lost track of time. Sit back. I'm going to play one quick Christmas song. If you're on the West Coast, please be prepared for spoilers tonight.
Rocking around your Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly set off with bows of party. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Chase was loved. I mean, and or it could go to, you know,
It could end up going to Jimmy Johnson, not for nothing, you know? New England is up 31-27 in the fourth quarter with 7:14 left to play. So
okay. Callers, we will be taking them. I'm kind of going to hold off taking callers until the show's over with. I want to make sure all the show is taken care of.
All right.
Are you expecting anybody to call in tonight?
Well,
I
called into Bob Mason, and I called into Jody Winchesky. How do you say her last name? From The Amazing Race. Joe. He said the Polish last name.
Jody. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I tried getting Krista Coria, but she wasn't able to call in.
We do have let me double check something real quick.
Sure.
This area code real quick. Because I don't want somebody to hang if they're... Okay, let me go ahead and pick this one up then.
All right.
This is a California area code. 213, you're on the Rad Reality Show. I want to make sure we didn't lose nobody tonight.
How you doing? Hello?
213.
Hello.
There.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Hello. How are you? I'm doing great. How are you? Hello.
Who are you speaking to?
Hello. How are you doing? How are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir. How are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, I'm doing very great. And one thing I need to tell you before, I am not from America. I am from Vietnam, but I am a huge fan of The Amazing Race. It's nice to talk to you on the radio.
Thank you for calling.
So,
thank you. This is Louie. How you doing, boy? How you doing, son?
Oh my God.
Wait, hey, can I ask a question?
I'm very happy to talk to you on the radio right now.
I got a question for you first. Wait, can I ask a question first? I want to clarify something.
Yeah?
You said you're not from America? You said you're not from America, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're
I'm not from
America. Where are you from?
I am from... I am from Vietnam and I live in Ho Chi Minh City, but I really love The Amazing Race. You know, I'm not from California. I live in Ho Chi Minh City right now. I am Vietnamese.
Okay.
So,
hey, Louis,
Louis, one question.
Okay, go ahead.
As you know, that the Amazing Race 17 has finally come to an end, and you know what? A brand new season is going to be shown on the TV. So are you and your partner, what is your partner name? I'm sorry, I can't remember. Are you and your partner going to apply for the race again to win $1 million?
Yeah, you're talking about my partner,
yes, Michael. That's right. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No. And there is a second chance show coming up in season 18,
yes.
And I was we can't really talk about it right now. But it is coming up. I can't say whether I am or I am not on it right now. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know,
I can't answer your question.
I saw a commercial tonight, and they didn't show you on the commercial tonight.
No, they didn't. They didn't show us on the commercial tonight.
Huh. Right now I am feeling so excited because it's the very first time I have talked to one of the contestants in the Amazing Race. It is super awesome, and I cannot think of a question right now. And I really just want to say that I really admire your team, your persistence. You're very strong. I have to say, I don't know much to say because right now I am like on the top of the world. I'm very excited to talk to you, one of the contestants in the
hey,
race.
Are you a Survivor fan?
That's a really amazing Survivor. Actually, I know what Survivor is, but in Vietnam, they do not show it on the TV. I don't know why, because many people from Southeast Asian countries like Singapore, Malaysia, and Philippines, they do have Survivor on the TV, but in my country, they do not have Survivor. I don't know. I have no idea why Survivor is not on my TV. I tried to call the cable operator, but they don't know what Survivor is.
What is your first name?
Pitiful.
What is your first name?
My first name?
Yes.
Oh,
sir.
My first name is Fog. Do you want me to spell it for you?
No. You don't have to spell it. I want to talk to you about, like, when I talk to you, I want to say your first name. You know what? All right, you don't get Survivor, but you do get the best reality show on TV. So
that's right.
So good.
I love The Amazing Race. It's like I want to apply for The Amazing Race Asia, but it takes me about 3 years later to apply for the show because I am now 18 years old, and you have to be 21. It's not until you. Do you turn 21? Are you eligible to apply for the show? But The Amazing Race Asia, you know, is not very as good as The Amazing Race. In The Amazing Race, you have to do a lot of roadblock and detour, and it is challenging, you know. If you watch The Amazing Race Asia, it's a little bit, you know, but I love The Amazing Race much. I love
on my season of The Amazing Race, we got to meet the host of the Asian Amazing Race. He seemed like a really nice guy.
This is Alan. Alan Wu.
Yes,
I
Alan.
Know him.
Yeah, he's very nice. So,
yeah,
I mean,
I know.
But I would say you said
yeah,
you're
what
18.
What time of the day is it over in Vietnam to call?
I'm sorry.
What time of the day is it over there? Yeah,
what time of the day is it in my country right now?
Yes.
In my country, it is 11 a.m. in the morning.
A.m., right, 12 hours,
Monday.
Okay.
It's Monday,
right?
It's like go back or like sick. Yeah, it's Monday right now in Vietnam.
Okay.
And I have just returned from school. And, you know, when I just logged onto Facebook and I saw your update on Facebook, I called that number and I just called it because previously I tried to call, but it is so late. I don't know the difference between the, you know, Rhode Island time and Vietnam time, so I can't calculate what time it is in Rhode Island.
It's 11 p.m. On Sunday night right now. So,
and in my country it's 11 a.m. Monday right now. So you know, just one day, 24 hours, I think.
This is fun.
Yeah,
this
can you tell me if the Patriots win their football game? Sorry, Monday.
This is very cool that we have somebody calling in from Vietnam, though. This is very cool.
Yeah,
I'm
amazed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to.
You know, because I'm really appreciate when you say this because I love to watch Amazing Race all the time, and you know, because last week I had to do my finals, a lot of tests and exams I had, but now that week is totally over, and just yesterday I have to download on the episode of The Amazing Race to my computer.
Yeah.
In order to watch it over again. And I love it. I love the season 17.
That's
season 17.
Awesome. Hey, we got another caller.
It's season
16, another caller.
Too.
We have another caller, and I want to go to the next caller. And we're about ready to hear a big announcement. So, Lou, you want to say goodbye to I'm not even going to attempt his name.
Fod, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. I hope you have a nice holiday, and God bless you. And you know, and make sure when you turn 21, you try for the Asian Amazing Race because you know it's a great show to be on.
Yeah, because if you are on Facebook now, you can find me. But in my Facebook, I use my English name. It is Samuel.
Okay.
You can recognize me on the Facebook because I remember that you just. You posted on my world, happy birthday.
Yes, I did.
A month ago. So
All right, Sam. Thank you. You take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. And it's a really nice, super nice talking to you guys.
It's really cool to talk to you too, man. I really appreciate it. Take care, man.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Hey, New England just intercepted the ball.
Yeah,
and there's a flag down.
They're telling us what's going on in the next Survivor Series now.
All right.
And it's called Redemption Island. They're not being voted off. It sounds like, are you watching, so you're watching
the
Patriots
game now. Yeah, I'm watching now.
It sounds like once they vote it out, they're going to go to a Redemption Island.
Yeah.
And not
maybe
be able
get voted
to
voted back or something like that. Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It sounds interesting. It sounds really interesting, guys.
But he's going to explain
maybe
it right
we
now.
Get, okay, yeah.
When you voted out, you're not out.
Yeah. We're going to sit back and watch. You guys just...
Just hold on 1 second. Give us a little... 1 second.
I'm looking for Ashley, too, guys. Has anybody seen Ashley? One of our co-hosts? There's Coach. It sounds like an interesting season.
Yeah.
I love hearing Jeff twice on my phone. That was pretty cool. I'm just joking. But,
February 16th, a new season, Survivor Redemption.
Oh, February 16th?
Yep.
So that's going to be awesome. We're going to have a great week. The 16th, and then my event... Even if it comes down to a couple, you know, small amount of people, I'm not worried about it no more. I'm going to still do it because I would like to do a viewing party for Amazing Race for sure on Sunday now because we don't know. Louie might be on it. Let's go to the next caller.
All right.
Their hands back up. This person has been popping her hand off and on or his hand off and on. And, they really want to get on this, I think, show right now. 832, you're on the Rad Reality Show. And now they hung up.
Oh, no.
I love when that happens. We have an unknown caller. I wonder if I should go ahead and pick up that unknown caller. Or
give it a shot.
If they are, let's give it a shot, because I sometimes unknown people don't realize. Hey, are you there, unknown caller? Your number's blocked. Do you have something to say? Or are you just listening?
Hello, unknown caller. You're talking to Louie and Ron. Speak, or forever hold your peace.
I guess he doesn't want to. They must be just listening in. Some people just listen in, and they don't push the one. But then some people forget to push the one, and some people push the one, and they hang up on me. So, okay. We haven't talked Survivor yet. Welcome, everyone that's in the chat room. I did text Ashley. Ashley texted me back, and she said the ending was awesome. You know, what an ending. Well, I thought that was an awesome ending. I did not like the vote so close. I didn't think. I have my opinions of Chase, guys. And I know it's going to be against some of you guys that are Chase fans. I'm not a Chase fan. I lost respect for him. And I know you who met him. And everything probably and people that you know I didn't see I was so glad that he didn't win. What do you have to say about that, Louie? I know you
I met Chase in Virginia back during the summer, you know, and you know, he seemed like a really nice guy, down to earth guy. I mean I kinda agree with you, the way he played the game in the end was really like shady, you know, and he burnt some bridges. If he didn't play that way, I think he would have won. I mean, but obviously people on, you know, that were part of the tribal council, four people liked him, you know, so. It is what it
Let
is.
Let me just say one. I believe the is it Aunt Allie? Is it how do you say her name? The A one.
Nanaka.
She was the last person. She's the one that was the last person to speak.
Elena. I know who you're talking about, but I'm not sure how to say her name either. Go ahead.
Okay. I believe her vote was totally not strategized. I mean,
I agree.
Just because she had a boy crush on, a crush on Chase. You know what I mean? I don't think she even had the vote. I don't think her vote could have been switched. And that kind of ticked me off a little bit because she played it up really big, but in the end, she was never going to vote.
Alina was her name.
Yeah. She was never going to vote
for
Fabio. And it kind of ticked me off a little bit because she even called Fabio the boy and everything. And I thought he was more of a man than Chase was on the island at times. Hey, well, let's get the caller.
Sure.
Somebody we're expecting. 832, you're on the Rad Reality
Hi.
Show.
I was trying to get through for the longest, and my phone lost signal, so it hung up, and I had to try to call back. So I switched phones to make sure that this one will work. But anyway.
Yeah. You didn't push the one the first time, and then we had that Vietnam.
Something. Right, something was going on.
Yeah.
It was my first time calling, so I found it on Facebook. But my name is Marcus Williams, and I know Lou, and I met you in Vegas, Ron.
Oh, yeah, I know Marcus.
I met Lou in Vegas and also in Virginia.
What's up, Marcus? How you doing, my brother?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good to hear from you.
I know. It's good to hear from you, too. I just...
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys. I just finished watching the Survivor finale and everything, and listening to you guys while that was going on, and I was between Fabio or Chase. I met Chase, and very nice guy, but I didn't really care who really won. I preferred Chase because I know him, but Fabio seems like he was nice and deserving as well. And Jan,
Let me say something real quick, Marcus, before I forget. Elvis, you remember Elvis from Vegas?
Elvis, yeah.
Well, he says, "What's up, brother?"
Oh yeah, tell him I said hello. I just saw him last month in Hollywood. We went to Saddle Ranch. Tell him I said hello too. I didn't know he was there.
Yeah, Lisa Cruz says hi too, brother.
What's that?
Lisa Cruz says hi as well.
Oh, yeah, tell I said hello, too. Everybody's on.
They can hear you. They're just up on
the...
Yeah,
you can log into the chat. You can log into the chat room, but if you don't, Elvis in the... Elvis has become one of our what is he to us? Louis,
he's our undercover brother on this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Always in the chat.
I'm gonna log on.
I love Elvis, man. He's
but,
my boy.
But yeah,
good,
so are you happy
guy,
with Fabio winning? I mean, pretty much, you're happy with Fabio winning and everything.
I'm happy with him winning. I mean, yeah, I didn't watch every episode this season like I had seasons ago, but I met Chase and met Nayanka and in Virginia at the Rescue Reality, and they were both really nice.
Right.
So, naturally, I was hoping that one of them would win, and then when Nyanka left and Chase was still there, I was kind of hoping for him. But from watching a few episodes that I did watch, Fabio played a good game, and he's deserving of it. So, I don't think I'm not too disappointed, really.
Did you, so you liked Nanaka when you met her and everything?
She's really nice. Now, people, like, when I came back home and I posted pictures on my Facebook and my neighbor said, "Oh, Nayanka, she has a nasty attitude, this, that, and the other." I said, "Well, you have to meet her. She's a really, really nice person to me." She was, and she was a lot of fun when I met her. And I don't think that she's anything like she was on television. If she was, that's gameplay. But knowing her personally or meeting her personally, she was just as nice as anyone else. But I think she's a nice person.
Hey, did they say who won the fan vote? I missed the fan vote. Who won the fan vote?
That was Jan. Fan vote. Let me see. I must not have been paying attention to that. Let me let's see. Who won the fan vote?
I don't remember them telling us.
Jane.
No, no.
Jane. Yeah.
Jane won it?
Jane. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, so.
Jane is well deserving of it. I mean, she played. Mm-hmm. She played the hottest out of any female I've ever seen on this show. I mean, strength-wise, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to make one comment, and I don't usually make comments about looks and and appearances on the show. But tonight she kind of looked like she was a little like during Tribal Council, like especially the final Tribal Council. She looked like she was a little stoned or. Kind of like, like a little high over there. I was wondering what they gave her, before going on out there. That's just my opinion, I wanted to clarify, that's just my opinion, but I usually don't do this. But
Jane.
Did you see it in her eyes? I mean, she just looked really like.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you.
I was hoping I was not the only one. I mean, would you have gave her a breathalyzer test?
She might have been a little intoxicated.
Definitely. She might have been.
Yeah.
Good.
She's still scary looking. She's still scary looking. she could scare the dark out of a.
Jade, I love you. I want you on the show. Don't hate me because of what I just said, please. Okay. I always have to clarify it.
But I got to agree with Jen. I am really happy she won. She's so deserved it.
She really did.
Mm-hmm.
She went through a lot of things to get ready for the show, so she did really good.
Now, Fabio, Fabio winning Survivor Nicaragua was great. I mean, he's 21 years old. He's the youngest Survivor ever to win. I mean, he's goofy, but he's loved, and that's what they needed. I mean, that's what the show needs. I mean, a character like himself. I mean, he played hard. You see how he won? Three immunity idols in a row. He really won hard.
One thing I wanted to say, a lot of people. And I tweeted, and I got called crazy and everything, but, lots of people thought maybe Dan was going to pull it off just because of emotional votes. And if he went to the final three, I think he could have won because of emotional votes. It was nice to see a non-emotional vote in the end because it really did come down to who played the best game. I mean, Fabio, maybe he did not start out, but that was a great strategy. What he did was to play the wounded soldier and just kind of do what he had to do. He won the first immunity when they merged, and then he won three in a row. So it was nice to see somebody that deserves to win Survivor. And I'm not saying Sandra didn't, because everyone knows that I believe Sandra should have won her Survivor. But it was nice to see Fabio win.
But Fabio did, start crying at one point, which I don't think that didn't hurt him any at all, about the whole mom thing and everything, so.
Hell, I cried.
Yeah, it brought tears to a lot of people's eyes. I agree.
Marcus, this is your first time calling in. I do have one quick question to ask you. What did you think about last year's Survivor? I mean, did you feel Sandra deserved to win, or were you a Russell fan, or what was your feeling on that? I just would like to hear, since I know you are a big Survivor fan.
What did I really think of that? I thought that I was okay with her winning. I mean, Russell played hard, but I was glad that she won for her. But I don't really have an opinion on it one way or the other, really, I guess.
Okay.
I really don't.
I was just wondering, because I know you're a big fan, and that's what I asked.
Yeah, I'm a big fan, but I did watch it, and Russell, I mean, he played hard. He played really hard, but for some reason, I was still happy that she won. Yeah. I mean,
I'm laughing at the chat room. You guys are idiots sometimes in there.
Look, sometimes some reality shows, you sit there and you just want some people to win, and one person wins, you're going to be really upset, but in that case, I wasn't. I was okay. But,
yeah, I was just wondering, because I really defended her, too, for her victory, I mean, mm-hmm. and everything, so I was just wondering.
Yeah,
I didn't get the chance to talk Survivor with you at Vegas, I don't think.
No, we didn't.
So
it
that was
more
you know,
Big Brother and, yeah, that type thing, but we didn't really talk about Survivor. But, I like reality shows, so that's my thing. If I miss them, I'll DVR them, but I don't know.
Hey, speaking of reality shows, tomorrow night, let me give a quick plug for tomorrow night, Louie. Have you heard who we're having tomorrow, me and Michelle Costa? Is having tomorrow night?
No.
We're having Nikki from American Idol Season 1. And
she
was on Celebrity Rehab and Silver House.
Yeah,
she's
I watched that.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're having that tomorrow. Okay. Okay.
And that's at 7 o'clock.
Eastern.
That's when we do our shows at 7 o'clock Eastern time. And it will probably be an hour and a half right on the dot. Because I will definitely be gone right at 8:30. Even if they're still wanting to talk, I will hang up. Because the Bears and the Vikings play tomorrow night, and I'll be watching the Bears and the Vikings. And then Tuesday night, Lane's back with me again. And if you missed last Tuesday show, oh, my gosh. Bro, Lou, Lane,
what happened?
Lane is just as crazy as you are, man. And it was fun.
I love Lane. Lane's my boy, man. He's good people.
Yeah, so I have a great thing. And then we have this coming Thursday, we're going to do a little Christmas party just to say thank you. I'll probably be maybe giving some prizes out and stuff. So just wanted to make sure everyone knew that. Well, Marcus.
It was so nice talking to y'all. I'm so glad I was able to see this. And know the number now, and I can give you guys a call and everything. And
Marcus, I have one question. Marcus, I have one question. Marcus, I'm reading the blogs and some people are asking where you at and what's the next party for you? You know, I know you like to go to a lot of these reality things. So, where are you heading next, buddy?
Where am I? I am. I'm at home right now in Houston, and getting ready to go out of town for Christmas, and. Finishing up Christmas shopping and everything. And the next party, I think, will be, is there something going on in Georgia in February?
Yeah, I'm working on getting something together in February over in Georgia.
I heard
myself.
About that, but it's not that one. Then it'll be in April in Los Angeles or Temecula.
Yeah, Temecula, California.
In April, that's what I was thinking about, going to that.
That's
going to
be a big
event.
That's going to be a good time.
So,
mine's
going to
be a little one. I'm hoping mine's going to be a really small, probably low-key one. You know, it's not going to be one of these, like, you know, Virginia, Vegas, you know, even, you know, but it should be, I'm hoping to have a nice small little thing. And then, if I can go, because my physical condition, I'm hoping to get out to April, you know, out to the April one and, in California too, so that one sounds like it's going to be a blast.
It does, and I definitely don't want to miss that one. So just let me know. I'll write you and email you on Facebook more about the one in February that you're doing. But if I don't come to that one, then I'll definitely be to the one in April. And look to see you guys there.
All right, man. Keep following, brother.
I just got on here, and I see the chat line. This is something totally new to me, so I'm going to see. I have a new obsession.
Well, hope you come back more. We're doing. I do it four times a week.
Okay. And you guys have a good night, and tell Michelle Costa and everyone else I said hello. Merry Christmas to you guys too, and to Elvis and Miss Lisa Cruz and everyone else that's on the chat line too. So have a good Christmas and a happy New Year. Okay.
Oh, happy.
All right. Have a good
happy Hanukkah. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very
much. Sure, Hanukkah. Everyone should get Hanukkah too, even though I'm not Jewish.
Right. Yeah. So, y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Marcus.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, Louie.
Yes, sir.
I got to do something real quick.
Go ahead.
I have to run a couple commercials. Because tonight's and these commercials are going out to Jerry Garcia, who thinks tonight's Survivor had too many commercials. Well, here's some more commercials for you, Jerry Garcia. Out in the chat room, she tweeted this in the chat. She said, "Yo, Survivor's having more, you know, commercials than normal." I'm like, you know why? It's because we're not DVRing it, and we have to see them. But anyways,
we
got to
watch it live. Exactly.
I do have some commercials for you guys. First commercial is, if you haven't bought your calendar yet, it's time to buy your calendar. It's $30 at the webpage, www.theradrealityshow.com.
I'm going to buy mine this
today.
Week.
If you go today, if you go tonight, it will get in the mail by tomorrow, and we'll should be there by Christmas. If not, it might be Monday or Tuesday, but I'm putting them in the mail today if you buy them still today. Okay. Second of all, as in, Louie, you don't know about this yet. As some of you guys have heard, the show has to, we'll be having to update our situation here. We have to go to the pay formation, or we will have to be shrunken in time of loud per show. They're going to make us pay, or we get only 30 minutes. Well,
oh, wow.
For that reason, I'm asking that if you would like to, and you don't have to tell me, you don't have to do it and be told, can you do it and, you know, sponsor a month and we'll do it for that month for you. Or if you want to do it anonymously and just tell me, hey, I'll give you $30. Let me know. If I want to fill up the year, 12 people at $30 a piece, and we will be able to pull it off for the whole year. Or if somebody would like to donate the whole sum of $299, you can do that. That's what it will cost for the year. I need to do it by December, the end of December. So just letting you guys know, if you guys want to do that, that's what I'm going to be needing. If you do decide to, you want to be part of this, I am going to put you in a drawing for a prize of a shirt that I had autographed in Vegas. Of some Big Brother characters. It's one of the old player things. So anybody that does donate a month will be put in a drawing. Louie, it really does suck, but I think it'd be okay too. I can call out numbers. So let's say we want to call. Let's say they don't want to call in. I can call out to them.
Yeah.
There will be some better props, you know, that happen. Blog Talk's just trying to, I think, get rid of the shows that are not. You know, they're trying to get way down the people that really don't want to do it, just doing it for fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
And
okay.
and get some more serious shows. It's $30 a month. So 12 months, $30 I need each month. So let's say Jen Frog wants to do 1 month and Cherry Garcia wants to do 1 month. Just tell me you will do 1 month. It's actually $29.99, I think. and everything. Hey, that's cool. You know, actually, somebody asked me to sign one of the calendars, and I'm like, okay, sure, why not?
Ooh.
But, what?
Yeah, you should.
Oh, I'm going to, if they ask me to. I don't care. So that's cool. Man, Louie, this show's going by fast. The show's going by fast, and I feel like I'm talking too much.
20 minutes left, bro.
Do you have anything
to commercial?
I think I'm done for right now. I can't think of any more. I could probably do more if you want. I have lots of stuff to talk about. Survivor-wise, too, though, still. So, hey, can you just really answer this question real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so, let me ask this question, and everyone keeps on asking me. So we got to wait till February 20th to find out if you're going to be on The Amazing Race, right?
Well, yeah, you know what, Ron? I mean, if you go to the spoiler sites, I mean, anybody with half a brain can see who's on it. I mean, you know.
Okay.
You know, One plus one is two, all right? I mean, have I been on your show every week? You know, I figure it out.
I'm just wanting to clarify for the people that are listening.
I know, and I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to everybody, you know. I'm just saying, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, and can I ask
it
one more
sucks.
Question on this? I mean, so, there's nobody getting voted off, like, or am on or won't. See, some people and are thinking maybe the reason, you know, you were there is because maybe you were on it, and then you got kicked off before they even started.
Yeah, no, you get kicked off, and
you remember that one season when the couple got kicked off right away?
Right.
And they, you know, so.
Yeah, well, that's
the
only time. That's the only time they ever really did anything. But those people said, look, we don't want to go to Elimination Station, but we're going away out of the country anyways. You know, they were doing some kind of retreat thing anyways, yoga retreat in South America or abroad. I don't recall where exactly. So that's why they allowed them to not go to Elimination Station. So, but other than that, you have to go. It's like part of your contract. You have no choice.
Okay, I got one more quick thing to address, too. And before we forget, before I forget it to you, was did you see that Brendan bought Rachel a star in the sky?
Queer. It's whatever.
It's on TMZ. I thought it was kind of cute. I mean, come on. How many people wouldn't, you know, I mean, you know, he was trying to tell her that she stole his light of his star and everything. So I just wanted to, you know, tell her one about that. Hey, we got another caller.
All right, let's do it.
Hey there, it's Jody.
Call in.
Hey, Jody.
Wait.
How's it going?
There's another one that got stubbed for the Amazing Race All-Stars, right? Why weren't you on All-Stars?
Well, I'm in casting, so I don't think it would appear all that wonderful if I was on the All-Stars. That would be one of the things.
You're on casting?
Yeah.
Why wasn't Michael and Louie on All-Stars? I'm just joking.
Well, I don't know. Now, when it came down to casting those teams, I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't know who it was because I'd done that before. I'm casting mostly Survivor, but it just doesn't appear quite right if I'm, you know, casting for Survivor and then somehow I'm on a CBS show that's a sister show, you know?
Hey, Jody, I'm gonna give you a shout tomorrow because I got a great idea about Survivor that I want to throw at you that you might want to throw at them. And,
okay.
You know, I'm going to give you a yell tomorrow, so.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good.
No.
Hey,
it sounds really good. We can't
Bob
talk
Yost
about it right now, Ron.
I understand. Hey, did you catch Fabio?
Did we just got done watching it. That's why it took me a while. I was on a DVR, and we were a little behind, so I had to wait till I could finish watching the show before I called in.
No, I understand. So were you one
did
that
I
found
cast
Fabio?
Fabio? No. No, Chase.
Okay.
So I was fourth rooting for Chase. Yeah.
Okay.
Chase was
just
one of my original finds. I end up working with everyone and meeting everybody in the finals. So you get attached to all of them in certain ways. But, you know, Chase was one of the ones I actually found. So.
Yeah.
People in the chat room, Jody is going crazy. At least, you know, Lisa Cruz, she's, you know, from, I think, down your way, down in Texas.
Uh-huh.
She's just cracking us up today. She's going to start signing autographs and send them to reality stars where she can make some money.
all right.
Let's talk about how... I love, you know, me and Ron talked about this for the past 2 weeks, how Nananka and Purple Kelly should have never had the right to be able to vote because they quit, you know, and for them, you know, for them to talk about it tonight it makes fans like myself who watch the show say, look, you know, amen, you know, because when you quit, you quit. Why do you have the right to vote for somebody, you know, at that point, you know? So I'm glad they changed that rule. What do you think about
that? Right, yeah, they've obviously... Well, I mean, I agree with the rule. I mean, it does seem fair. I try really hard not to be judgmental of people that are out there because you're not in that situation. You don't know how you would react. Everything just is different and more stressful, and some people are stronger than others. Some people do better without food. Some people do better without sleep. Some people are older or younger. It depends on who you are as a person, and it's a tough game. I mean, people are quitting. And so when I find people, I say, this is tough. This is a hard game. I won't even talk to you unless you watch at least 3 full seasons.
Right.
Because I need to know that you can do this. I'm like, it's hard. So, I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, when they interviewed, they obviously thought that there's no way in the world they would ever quit. I mean, that's what they told us, you know.
I don't know if I told you this when we've spoken in the past, but, I mean, I originally applied for Survivor. And they liked me a lot, but I don't know. It was back when I was talking to Lynn Spillman, and she was like, I don't know. I didn't have my passport at the time, and I don't know if that's the reason why they didn't pick me, because I had it within a couple of weeks. But, you know, she goes, oh, we'll keep you in mind. And, you know, 2 years to the day, I get an email casting for The Amazing Race, and, you know, history's from there. But, I mean, I am a huge fan of Survivor, and, you know.
Right.
So,
I understand.
I think I would kick ass on that show.
One thing, like when I say I'm in casting, I mean, my job is basically to find people and then help the people that we find do the best that they possibly can do once they're there. I don't get to vote. I don't get to have an influence over who makes the show or who doesn't. And I don't necessarily know why some people make it and others don't.
Right.
So, you know, that
it's
tough. You don't know why they pick some for one show and some for another, you know, but it's, that's not up to us. So
I know with Erica Landa does casting too, and and I know like she's found, I think, Hayden and through the Survivor casting, and then she somehow you know, suggested him to Big Brother, and I know that's what happens with those three shows seem to have ties with each other with casting. Like, lots of people go off for this, you know, Survivor, and then it seems like it pops over, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like
I met Hayden on an airplane. When I was a flight attendant, I met Hayden on an airplane, and he did originally go in for Survivor casting, and he went through that process. And for some reason or the other, the people that are in charge of the whole thing thought that he would be better suited for Big Brother than he was for Survivor. So
Can I make a comment about Hayden too?
Sure.
Hayden and Fabio, it's kind of cute that they both are long-haired people during the show. I thought that was the coolest thing. They both won one Survivor, one Big Brother, and that long hair. Is there just a little coincidence? You know, that it seems like they both won the games this year because they were I'm not saying the pretty boy reason, but they seem to be able to work a jury to help them win.
They're young, they're likable, they're pretty straight up, and they didn't offend a whole lot of people. I mean, I think that was the commonalities with those two guys, and I don't think that wins every season. I mean, sometimes, you know, totally different types of people win. It just depends on the people that you're put with and if you can read everybody around you and find the way to win. So those guys just happen to both be, you know, young, both have long hair, and it worked for them this year.
No, I'm
you
just
never
saying
know.
That was the comparison. I mean, usually it isn't like that. Usually we see one person, like, you know, from, you know, I'm just saying this year it's funny how there were some similarities. Like you were saying, the young and the person that won seemed to be more likable. And and even this, I really felt tonight's vote didn't have lots of emotion-driven, you know, votes. It was actually maybe a little more it was the first time somebody won Survivor in a long time that emotion probably didn't maybe have to do with the winning vote. What do you think about that question?
if the question is, do I think people voted emotionally or if they voted based on...
Yeah, that's the question. But, do you feel like the emotion, where we've heard in the past few seasons of Survivor, emotion has been a big driven? I didn't see it tonight.
I think the men especially were pretty, they voted emotionally. More so than the women, it seemed like. They had very strong like or dislike. I think they voted for Fabio because they disliked the other people as much as they did. So they did seem emotional when they were giving their speeches. In fact, I thought Marty and Dan almost helped Fabio more than Fabio helped himself in some ways with their final speeches. I mean, I thought it was very obvious that they were both voting for they seemed like they were both voting for Fabio from the way they were just doing their things. But they seemed emotional. They've seemed very strong dislike for Sash and Chase in some ways.
I met Chase during, near the end of the summer in Virginia at a reality festival for reanimals. And he very, very nice, very down-to-earth person. He sang for us there. He's a great, nice guy. But, I mean, as you watched the show and as it progressed, you couldn't help but like Fabio. And
Oh, yeah, Fabio. They're both really likable guys. And, yeah, I love Fabio. He was awesome. I think, Chase maybe overthought sometimes or maybe would say something without really thinking about it and go back and kind of change, like, oh, but I don't want to do that now. And maybe that was, like, I was like, why are you doing that? He would make a promise and then he'd totally break it. And,
right.
People hold that kind of stuff against you. I mean, it is Survivor. It is a game. You have to do whatever you can to get ahead. But, I mean, people still hold it against you.
I mean, what's the guy's name, the chess master on
Marty.
This season?
Marty, the guy who said he's a chess master?
I mean, Chase had every right to be pissed at him. That was such a retarded, stupid question. I don't blame Chase for standing up for, how he felt, because, he was
you could
the
tell
idiot.
That made him mad,
yeah.
And, hey, I'm glad he stood up for himself.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think that got an extra vote, to tell you the truth. Well.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that Sash didn't get any votes.
I wasn't shocked.
He backstabbed too many people, and even the people that he was friends with, he backstabbed. In there was nobody other than Brenda that probably.
I almost thought Brenda might, because they kind of seem like a team, but she always talked highly of Sash and was more like, I've said things about like Chase being clueless or Chase being paranoid or, so I wasn't 100% sure how Brenda was going to vote. And I mean, Brenda was another one of my recruits. So I've probably spent more time talking to her than most. And I still wasn't 100% sure how she would have voted.
Joe, do you know
the thing is,
Joe, do you know this from past
experience,
but, as far as editing and stuff like that, I remember them telling us, like, oh, you can make us look like assholes and stuff. And they said, I remember them clearly saying to us, like, the camera guys, sound guys, even Pat and Matt, the producers, they're like, look, if you're an asshole, you're going to be an asshole. We don't make you look any worse than what you already are. So I guess the question, one of the fans on the blog is like, was Nananka made to look like this evil person? And I met Nananka in Virginia, and that's just the type of person she is. I don't, cameras can only, go so far. And I think you would agree with me on that fact.
Hmm.
No?
That's a tough one, because I like Nananka.
Yeah.
Whenever I've interacted with Nananka, she's been wonderful. She's been
right.
very,
no,
very
I did too. I mean, I agree with you. Yeah.
So she hasn't been what I saw on television.
Right.
But she did give them the material. They don't create that stuff.
Exactly.
The people out there give them the material. You give them that material. You react. And that's just another thing. When you're in that situation and you're just under so much, pressure and stress, and some people don't handle that very well, and they may do things that they're going to regret. She flat out said on the reunion show that she didn't behave all that well. So she knows she made some mistakes. She's, you know, I don't know. People make mistakes in life, and unfortunately hers are very public.
Oh, yeah.
But when you meet her as a person, she's a nice person.
Oh, she told me in Virginia, Jody, she said, do you regret saying anything you've said on the show? She goes, absolutely not. That's the type of person I am. People either accept
really
it or they don't.
She's fixed by herself, and that's great. I mean, you know, if that's how she believes, and, you know, I mean, people are raised differently in different environments, whatever. And I try to look for, like, the good things in everybody that I meet. I mean, all reality people that I meet, I mean, they're all different, and there's great things about all of them. And then there's things that you're like,
what? You know, that's the funny part of, Jody, you made a good point right there, is, like, I've had some people that let's say Michelle Costa, you know, she's on my show with me Monday night, and she brought up the word Shima, and the first thing that came to my head was, do I really want to bring Shima on the show? And then Shima called in, and I got to know her, and it was not as, you know what I mean? I really enjoyed Shima, and Shima was down to earth, and it's that person, once you see him out of the show, too, you get to know him a little differently, and you get to... I'm looking forward to talking to Nay. I'm looking forward to talking to Chase and these people that, you know, even Marty, I know you guys seem like... Jody, you sound like you're really... I like to hear Marty's opinion, you know, just because that's what, you know, there's... I'm looking forward to that.
Right.
What?
Said you'll get it.
So, oh, yeah, I know. Hey, the thing that I was going to bring up is, and I've been wanting to ask this all night, is do you think if Holly would have went to the final instead of Chase, do you think Holly would have won?
I don't know. It's really hard to know because there are things that you don't see. It's really hard to know for sure how people will vote. I was a huge fan of Holly on the show. Because I think she did some things that were so selfless. I mean, yeah, in the beginning, she looked, man, she was ready to quit. And to overcome that and to get where she was and then to give up things for everybody else, very impressive to me. I mean, I watched that episode with my daughter, and I was very proud of Holly. And I was like, what a great example. So, I mean, I think with everybody, you have to look, you know, you dig deep enough. There's really good things about everybody, and there's really bad things about everybody. And it just depends on which part gets shown. Which part you let out there, how you handle, you know, stressful situations, and I just try to, you know, look for the good parts.
By far, Holly and Jane were the toughest female competitors on the show this season.
Holly and who?
What's that? Holly and Jane, I was mentioning.
Oh, and Jane, yeah.
I mean,
and you know what,
incredible.
Alina worked really hard. Like,
incredible.
She was, like, tough, and she worked really hard, and she's not a big girl, you know, and she did a really good job, too. And Kelly Bruno, amazing person.
She's the one with the leg, right?
Yeah.
I really, I'll be honest with you, she got off too early, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
She got beat, you know, I wish she could have lasted longer. She's probably the one, I still wish they would do this in, like, in Big Brother and especially Survivor, is bring some people back that never made it to jury, that just really had good gameplay beforehand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate.
And just lost,
you know, like,
because...
Sometimes, like, I mean, even like in when I was in Amazing Race, you know, I think Chris and Amanda went out really early. Like, they got U-turned. They kind of got the shaft, you know, so they went out early. And sometimes,
yeah,
like,
U-turned
really...
people.
Yeah, there's really good people that could have done really well in the game that they just kind of go out really early, and the people are like, you know, it's hard for even to remember necessarily who they were or what they were doing because they went out too fast. But
right.
There are, in every show, it's just kind of, you're just kind of a casualty. So there's definitely good people that go out too early. But they're smart to get rid of Kelly because she's a smart girl. And she could have done really well in the game.
U-turning people. I mean, I can't believe anybody would U-turn anybody. I mean, especially anybody on this phone line with us. I mean, they wouldn't U-turn anybody.
I didn't U-turn anybody.
No, Louie did.
I would have if I needed to, though.
I'm joking. I'm just being a smartass. No, because you mentioned U-turn. And
I
Louis talks about
if you need to, if you're in the bottom, you'll do it. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, I was just playing with Louis because Louis did it to Heidi and
Joe.
And I don't think they still talk to you, right?
No.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was kind of sad.
I've seen Heidi out at different things, and she talks to me. I haven't seen Joe, and I don't think he'll ever talk to me. That's okay, though. I'm good with that.
That's why my little humor, I was just trying to be funny. I don't know if it worked. I probably can chop that up to the not funny as good as I want it to come out. So are you happy with the Amazing Race finale? I know we haven't talked since then. I'd like to hear, I mean, are you as excited as many
thrilled.
Other?
Yeah, I was thrilled. I thought the women teams that they had this season were outstanding. Like, all three of them were great. Have two out of three in the finals. Fantastic. And they were, like, really strong, smart, streetwise women. And I think that's awesome that finally a women's team won. And, I mean, it took two doctors, but that's fabulous. I was really thrilled.
And it was back
to back. I get emotional every time I watch it. So,
To have two final one and two.
I know, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's even more amazing, I think. And honestly, you know, there's been a couple times that I thought the all-women team were going to win. I probably would have put you guys, I thought you guys might have pulled it off. The cheerleaders, Jamie and they were another one, I think. You know, there's been some, I felt like they were right there, and they just never, so it was nice to see, because you get tired of hearing that every year, you know. The same, you know, when is a two women team going to win? So now it's over with, and we don't have to, you know.
They had to really overcome some things too, and that made it great. I mean, being a vegetarian, being afraid of heights. I mean, they had some really tough challenges to overcome and win, and that's always really cool to see too. It wasn't like it was just a walk in the park for them. They really had to, you know, fight through some things to get there. So that was awesome, and that Brooke. It's Brooke, right? The blonde?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who's the home shopping girl?
Yeah, Brooke and Claire.
It's Brooke and Claire.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's got so much personality. It's just, I mean, she's amazing. That girl should be able to write her own ticket, do whatever she wants. Because she was so much fun to watch. And she's going to be on the next season,
too. She was
funny. You get to watch her all over again.
Wait, she's on next season? I thought Gary and Mallory was chosen by the spoilers.
No, they've already shown a bunch of the teams that are on next season.
Yeah, I know. Mike and Louie's on it.
Right. And they aren't Brooke and Claire?
Yeah, Brooke and Claire.
Louie, yeah, okay. You know, Louie's not. You know, Louie's been on my show since Vegas. Just to let you know.
Okay. I'm missing some stuff. I'm missing some inside jokes, aren't I?
Gary Mallory.
These are a bunch of teams that they've been showing them on the on the commercials. So,
I don't watch it. I don't look at any of that spoiler stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't either.
We don't either. We haven't either. We just looked at. We had a list of names, too.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I'm just saying. Louis's been on my show. Since Vegas, and you probably know that they probably filmed between Vegas and now, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So he can't comment. He just needs to keep his mouth shut when it comes
to that.
Yeah, you just don't talk about
it. He's going to say he can't comment. Yeah, I can't comment either. I don't know, nothing. Okay.
Yeah, he can't comment. But I was excited to see them again. And there's a whole bunch of people from my season on, a whole bunch of teams.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I can't wait to see where we're actually going to happen on that one.
it'll be fun.
If it happens.
I'll enjoy watching it. Yeah.
Ron, we've had a great night, but I have to work in the morning.
No, I was just getting ready to say. I'm about ready to. I think I was just planning an hour show tonight with you, buddy, and I was just going to say, let's go ahead and say goodnight to Jody.
Okay.
Yes, Jody, thank you so much, honey. I'm going to call you, so just so you know.
All right, deal.
All right.
He must have something
guys.
To tell. Have a
what?
Good one.
Okay,
he must have
too.
Something. I can't wait to hear. I want to hear what he has to ask you. And he can't do it over the air. I mean, it must be a secret. I mean, he's going to have to text me or let me know. I mean, I feel left out.
I don't know, but I'm when it comes to that kind of stuff, I can't talk about it anyway. So.
Exactly.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Jody,
so,
Merry Christmas.
You guys have a good one.
You Merry too. Christmas.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ron,
this is
love
so,
you, man.
Yeah, Louis,
Merry Christmas,
hey,
buddy. You and your family. We'll talk, what would you say, New Year's on the 2nd, January 2nd, right? We'll be up.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that one. We will cut off next Sunday for sure for the day after Christmas because I don't think, you know, many people will be around. And there's really nothing to talk about next week other than Christmas.
Yeah.
And so we'll definitely do that. I might actually give you a text throughout the next week sometime before that show. There's a birthday coming up. On the 29th, I think, is the day. So I usually put together a little show for her, Michelle.
Yeah.
Her birthday's coming up. So
I
might get you to pop on
for
a second to wish her
a
happy birthday.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas to everyone up in Rhode Island. Tell Michael Merry Christmas. tomorrow night should be a fun show too, guys. Don't forget Nikki from season one of American Idol. Tell everyone she's going to be talk about her new Christmas record that came out, CD records. They don't do records no more. But Lily, have a good night. And everyone in the chat room, I'm ready to go to bed too.
all right, guys. I'll see you guys.
One.
And God bless. And have a safe, you know, Christmas and
Festivus.
Holidays, Hanukkah,
Festivus.
Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating.
Wait, Festivus is not done yet. I know when Festivus is.
Lisa said Krista Mana Hanukkah Wanska. However she's saying, she's out of her mind. Love you, Lisa. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.
You remember what Festiva is, right?
Festiva,
that's the Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes,
you know, it was from Seinfeld.
So. Yep.
Have a good one. Merry
Peace,
Christmas,
brother.
Everyone. Come back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I'm going to close out with the sound, but you can hang up.
I never promised you a ray of light. I never promised there'd be sunshine every day. I'll give you everything I have. Good, the bad. Why do you put me on?